from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss. We are live at Old Stonewall. It is the It's About the Warrior Foundation golf outing. And we go out to that hotline to send it back to the studios in Greentree, because standing by there is our social media director at Odyssey Pittsburgh, and what I like to call our high school football extraordinaire, Big Ben Tenuta. Ben, I wanted to have you on more so to tell your story more than anything. We'll obviously get into our KDKA Radio high school football coverage, which Austin and I will also be a part of in 2024, and we're both very excited about, and the whole crew, the award-winning crew of Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Doran Dickerson will be involved in the project this year as well. But I feel like it starts with you, buddy. When did your passion, I know you played high school football, as did I, as obviously did Doran, he made it to the league. When did your passion for high school sports, more specifically high school football, begin to where your hopeful career and the sport kind of mesh together?
What's up, Donnie? Appreciate you having me on. Just wanted to say that real quick. But yeah, I mean, I'm super pumped for this season. It's super exciting. And really my passion just started because, after I was done playing football my senior year, I was really interested in getting into video production. Obviously, I was going to go to school, study broadcasting. But really, I was inspired by just seeing, like, you know, things on TV such as NFL films. You know, NFL films has been a big inspiration of mine. And, you know, just to create content like what NFL films did in years past and over the years, you know, it was always a dream of mine. So I, you know, just went in my own backyard and at Bell Vernon High School, where the school I went to, you know, asked coach if I can come down to a practice and start taking videos. And that's really where it all kicked off. Just started taking videos of the guys, my former teammates, and, you know, they really liked the photos and the video content that I was coming out of that. And eventually got the eyes of Dan Zangrilli, who reached out to me when I was a sophomore at college. You know, he saw some of my content, you know, on social media and reached out to me and said, hey, would you be interested in, you know, helping us with our KDKA coverage? And now I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, we've had you on board now at Odyssey for multiple years. I always forget, like, how young you actually are. I mean, you're the same age as Austin, same age as intern Trent. You know, here you're someone that's been in the building, though, for three, four, 5 years at this point, mm-hmm. since your early college days. When was it that you first picked up a camera, started taking photos, started shooting video, and you had a lot of fun with it? Like, was it something that you kind of noticed as a kid, or did that not develop until into high school or into college?
So it really started was, it was my freshman year of high school, and we had a Romeo and Juliet project for one of my teachers, and I was always intrigued by videos. I was a big YouTube fan. I always, you know, would always try to figure out how to edit videos, and I was, you know, I had like a little editing app on my phone, and when it was time to do the project, I was like, all right, we're going to take this serious, guys. Me and my buddy Hayden, Ryan, you know, we had a group project, and Brad, my buddy Brad, you know, I was like, we got to do this pretty seriously. And, you know, I took it serious, and we did the whole video, and it ended up being like one of the best videos, you know, that my teacher ever seen for this project. And it was just all done and shot on iPhone and stuff like that. But after that, you know, people were like, hey, you should just join the broadcasting team here at Bell Vernon, and also the video production class that we had. And that's when I actually was introduced to video production and learning how to edit and use a DSLR camera to shoot videos. And I was always a video guy. I never did photos until I got my own camera. And when I was in high school, I just really did a lot of video production for my class, but I also did some interviews on my own, you know, for our morning news announcements with local businesses in the Pittsburgh mm-hmm. area, such as Zed's. They were the first ever video I've ever done for, you know, my broadcast television show at school. So that's where it really kicked off. And once I graduated, I got my own camera, and, you know, the rest is history. I just did whatever I want with it, started shooting the high school sports, and like I mentioned, ended up here.
What side of it do you like more? The physical shooting of the stuff, like going out and, you know, going to a game, going to a practice, or do you enjoy the editing side of things as well? Like, say, after a big high school football game on a Friday night,
yeah.
you get to, you know, go back sort of your own domain, do your own thing, and you get to create what goes out there on social media by, you know, piecing everything together.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, you know, my favorite part is I like shooting, of course, being there, seeing it happen. But my favorite part is really seeing, you know, the kids' reaction to seeing, like, hey, you know, I posted their touchdown, their big run after a game. Seeing, you know, them appreciate, you know, what you're doing, and also getting them that, you know, shine that they deserve on the field. And that's my favorite part, really, is, you know, to see the kids' reaction and, you know, appreciate what you're doing and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, putting it all together is always great. Editing the whole video together, you know, it's always cool to see, you know, what you do and put it all together and how it comes out. And like I said, it's definitely the kids' reactions and seeing them appreciate what you're doing.
Is there any particular, you know, piece of work that you have done that you are extra proud of? Maybe you've submitted it for an award. I mean, we have award-winning high school football coverage on KDKA Radio. So is there like a particular video or a set of photos that you are most proud of?
I mean, honestly, some of the most proud of moments that, you know, me personally, I'm happy about is, you know, obviously when I first got the job here, you know, we submitted some of the videos that I produced for the station, the game recaps, and we actually submitted Mount Lebanon playing St. Joe's Prep in 2021 when they defeated them in the state championship. And, you know, honestly, that's probably one of the, you know, proudest pieces of content that I feel like I produced, just because not only did we win an award with it, but, you know, it was also cool to see, you know, one of our local teams, Mount Lebanon, defeat a powerhouse like St. Joe's Prep, and just to see people's reaction for it, and along with, you know, winning the award here at KDKA was also, you know, awesome.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talking to Ben Tenuta, our social media director at Odyssey Pittsburgh, also the backbone of the award-winning KDK Radio High School football coverage as the season kicks off for us next Friday, a week from today, the KDK Kickoff Classic. We'll get to those games in a moment. But, Ben, I want to get to the following that you have grown to have. I mean, you have a good Twitter following, but on – what I would say is the younger, more hip apps, Instagram, TikTok, you just have ludicrous numbers of followers on there. You have, 185,000 on Instagram. You have probably even more than that on TikTok, like just obscene numbers. When did you first kind of notice, like, hey, people are picking up on my work? And, you've gained so many fans and a lot of, high school students, obviously, catching on. They'll tell their buddies about it. They'll tell their whole team about it. When did you first notice those numbers taking off?
So what I first noticed was, I started posting videos on TikTok first, and I would really just try to post content that a lot of the high school kids that would enjoy, and also like I could relate to, because I played high school football. I kind of know what they're going through, and we all kind of know what the process is like before games and stuff like that. So that's really where it started, was, just me producing videos like that on TikTok. And I didn't really realize until I saw one of my videos, it was a major, network. It was a clothing company, actually, that reposted the video and didn't credit me. And I was pretty upset that I was like, hey, like, this is my video. You didn't credit me on... They stole it off TikTok, posted it on Instagram, and didn't give me credit, like, whatsoever. And they were like, message us if you want credit. So I messaged them and said, hey, I appreciate you making my post. You mind crediting me? And they didn't answer for like 24 hours. And I was getting really upset because, it was blowing up for them on their social media, and I was getting any credit. And that's when I realized, all right, I need to start posting my stuff everywhere. And then also, people were noticing my content, and I started gaining more followers, and I began posting stuff not only on TikTok but also on Instagram. And it's kind of like you said, it spiraled into a major high school, football page, and kids come to my account to see what I post, and they really enjoy it. So yeah.
I always joke with you in the office when I see you, Ben, that anytime those players they see Big Ben Tenuta with that camera, they come running over to you. But I feel like in a way that's true. Like I'm going to be stunned if we are at the Wolf Arena next week and there aren't kids running up to you hoping that you can get some shots of them. So I'm assuming that happens pretty much anywhere you go.
It does. I mean, it happens a lot. A lot of people want me to take their picture or whatever, do a TikTok with them or something, but I appreciate it. It means a lot. And, one of my favorite things about, covering high school sports is like just seeing the kids appreciate what you do. They really acknowledge you, and they know that it means a lot to them, you know, when I get to cover their games and stuff. So that's my favorite part, and I really enjoy when I get to, you know, hear somebody say, hey, you know, Ben, can you take my photo, or can I, even if they ask me to take a picture with them, it's happened to me. So, I mean, it's a great, you know, great feeling, and I'm really looking forward to the season.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Ben, you've rubbed elbows with some pretty notable athletes, especially local ones. You go back to the story about someone not giving you credit. I can't help but chuckle thinking that you've had some messages thrown out there to Russell Wilson over the last month or so, and now he's starting to jump on board and give Ben Tenuta that credit when he gets a good photo out there. I know you've done things with Aaron Donald. Who are some of the biggest names that you've actually got to encounter with during all of this?
Yeah, actually, you know, this is a crazy story too. DeMar Hamlin, he was one of the first people that actually, you know, let me, you know, work with him. And when I was a freshman in college, before I was really doing all the high school football stuff, because COVID was a thing, and, you know, football, it was hard to get into football games and stuff. So after, you know, DeMar's senior year, I actually reached out to him. I said, hey, I'll come out, you know, shoot you a free, you know, video or something. And he sent me the address instantly. And, you know, ever since then, I've had a connection with him, you know, since he, you know, once he went into the NFL and everything. But yeah, DeMar Hamlin, Dane Jackson, you know, Miles Sanders, worked with him, Dwayne Brown, Two Tents, which, you know, I got to give him credit because, you know, he's one of the main reasons why I've ever had an opportunity to work with a lot of those NFL guys, because, you know, he's the best trainer in Western Pennsylvania, and he's helped Aaron Donald to become a future Hall of Famer here. And he also, you know, put my name on the map too with sharing my content, and, you know, also giving me access to, you know, create content for him. So the list could go on, but it's really just – I'm really thankful for it, for sure.
The KDK radio coverage begins next week, next Friday. We will be out at the Wolverine Week Zero. Two games on Friday, Uniontown Lake in Ohio against McKeesport, Erie McDowell against Woodland Hills. Then three games on Saturday, Clareton and Steel Valley. St. Francis Academy in Maryland goes up against Pittsburgh Central Catholic, and then Beaver and Westinghouse, the finale of that Saturday slate. Ben, transitioning from a high school football player to now somebody that gets to cover the game in your capacity, just what is it? I mean, there is a special feeling, because I feel it too. There is a special feeling about those Friday nights at a high school in Western PA.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm super excited for Week Zero. You know, once you just hear that drum playing, you know, you get kind of excited, and those lights turn on, the music comes on, you know, it's going to be real live, and the student sections, you know, they get loud, they get rowdy into it. You know, like you mentioned, next Friday is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a great, you know, evening and event the whole entire weekend, and I'm super excited to see a lot of those kids play.
Yeah, I'm excited to work alongside with you, Ben, joining the award-winning KDK radio coverage as well. Ben, before we let you go, I'll let people know where they can find your stuff, because I genuinely think it is some of the most impressive work that I've seen from someone I know. I tell you that all the time. That's definitely stuff that I wish I was good at, but you have it nailed down as somebody very young.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just it's the same username on everything, at Ben Tenuta, BenTenuta, on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and Twitter as well. So that's on there. And then also our new KDK High School Sports YouTube channel that we have, which we will be releasing some exclusive content here soon, before Week Zero, in the week or so. But that also, you know, where you can find my podcast with some local high school talents here in the area.
There we go. Our Odyssey Pittsburgh social media director, the backbone of our KDKA radio high school football coverage, Ben Tenuta. Ben, thanks for taking the time today, buddy.
Thank you, Donnie. I appreciate it.
There we go. One of the most impressive people in that entire building, and I firmly believe that. And hopefully his dad, Frank, is listening. I know Frank is a big fan of the Fan, so hopefully he was tuned in for that one. If not, he could go back on the Odyssey app and check it out. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We want you back because we're going to be talking to Bob Walk in 5 to 10 minutes from now. But we want you back after the break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule a heart checkup today at UPMC. So Bob Walk is coming up as we get into the final hour of the show. We have Text in the City on the way as well, and a goodbye to our intern, Trent IT, Joe Starkey Show intern for the summer. He is headed back to school, so we'll say bye to him before the day is done as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.